As the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act launched this week, we're looking at how the law is changing people's lives. Much of the attention so far has been focused on the health insurance exchanges, the online marketplace where people can shop for insurance policies. But the exchanges are also a place where people with low income can find out if they qualify for the expanded Medicaid program. Until now, Medicaid has been mostly limited to pregnant women, families with children, and the disabled. In a majority of states, that will continue to be the case. But in at least 22 states and the District of Columbia, the qualifications for Medicaid have expanded. And as a result, single adults with low incomes can get Medicaid coverage for the first time. In California alone, some 1 million people will become eligible. Reporter Sarah Varney met one California man who has not had health insurance for years. For him, the expansion is happening just in time.
Have you heard of the so-called young invincibles, young people who think nothing bad can happen to them? Brad Stevens is a 54-year-old young invincible, recently reformed.
I have been uninsured for most of my, adult life, ever since I... about 24 when I finished college. I've always tried to take care of myself and be healthy, exercise, and eat right, and take vitamins and that type of thing.
And then one day,
boom, I ended up with cancer, thyroid cancer.
During the 3 decades Brad has spent without health coverage, there have been numerous attempts to curb the growing ranks of the uninsured in the U.S. by revamping the nation's insurance market.
Were you looking for a solution to come out of Washington?
No, I did not think it could affect me at all. I'm epitome of health, you know, and so I didn't have much concern. My health care was working out every day, eating right, and taking care of myself.
And then one day, while cycling on the country roads in Lakeport, a rural town on the western shore of Clear Lake where he lives, Brad took a spill and separated his shoulder. By then, he'd had a number of jobs, usually working with his hands: building contractor, manager of a fruit warehouse, massage therapist. In pain for 6 months and with only $2,000 to his name, Brad got medical help from the county. Now he bikes at the gym where he sees his clients.
I don't need to take that risk anymore. Let me just get on a stationary bicycle and I'll bicycle on that for 4 hours and watch TV, because I don't have a TV, so I'll watch it at the club.
As Brad got older and started needing medical care, he started paying attention to the political debate over health care.
I really believe that 5, 10, 15, maybe even 30 or 40 years down the road, we will have universal health care. And this is like the first step.
Did you have any idea that you'd qualify for Medicaid?
No.
Brad says he's relieved that he won't have to worry about being denied coverage for pre-existing conditions. Besides his battle with thyroid cancer, which is being controlled with medications, and a separated shoulder, his mother and aunt have multiple sclerosis. He's avoided getting tested out of fear the results would mar his insurance record. He earns less than $15,000 a year in his struggling massage business. Most of Brad's patients are disabled, busted backs and hips.
People are hurting, you know, and they need help. And I don't think Congress has a clue, frankly. 55-year-old people are falling apart. You know, hey, they can't swing a hammer, you know, till they're 70 or 80, like some congressman who's, you know, sit at a desk and jaw.
Brad occasionally went to the county fairgrounds when a volunteer group offered free medical checkups. Now he's anxious to sign up for Medicaid.
So what do you think that you'll do with this insurance once you have it? Do you think you'll actually use it, or do you think it'll just give you kind of peace of mind?
I hope I don't need to use it, you know, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to get a peace of mind from it.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
Both of the stories we just heard were part of a collaboration between NPR and Kaiser Health News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.